Listener Production.
Hello there, Damien Carbon with your news briefing. Caught today for four teenagers, the boys aged between 12 and 16, facing more than 150 charges over an alleged crime spree in Perth's southern suburbs. Police say they've so far identified more than 75 offences involving damaged cars and stolen items in Armidale and surrounding areas. A fifth juvenile will face court on Monday. The AFP have led a massive drug bust across multiple states with more than 80 kilos of ice seized. Firearms and $1.7 million in cash seized during the police operation spanning across New South Wales, Queensland and here in WA. Five men have now been arrested in relation to the investigation. Optus is continuing to deal with a major cyber attack that's potentially compromised Aussie customer info. The telco now working with the Australian Cyber Security Centre to mitigate any risks. Optus CEO Kelly Bayer-Rosmarin has told the ABC a number of customer details have been compromised.
Their contact phone number and email address. But in some cases, we've also noticed that what's been accessed is the identification number, the driver's license number or in the passport. And the mailing address.
The MCG gearing up for its biggest day of the year tomorrow with the grand final. Josh Eltringham from the G says a heap of food and drinks been brought in.
Probably close to 20,000 pies and close to 30,000 boxes of hot chips. We also do, 12,000 bottles of soft drink, probably 6,000 chocolate bars.
In sport, West Aussie Logan McDonald has been dropped for the Sydney Swans in favour of Hayden McLean for tomorrow afternoon's AFL Grand Final at the MCG. Swans coach John Longmire says it wasn't an easy decision.
Yeah, it's tough for Logan. Tough to go over the team at any time, but in particular for a Grand Final. We just felt with McLean coming in the team for this week, that's the specifics that we needed from him, and so we made the decision.
Adam Uze is firming as the favourite to coach the Essendon Bombers next season. James Hurd hasn't been offered a second interview yet.